Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. This is one of those deals that I, to do a little confession and to be honest, I really didn't want to do a homily today. You know, there's just times for me, because I'm not an everyday preacher. And back a few weeks ago, I think I preached three or four of these homilies in a row, and I was getting suicidal by the end of that. So I'm not an everyday kind of preacher. And so there's sometimes when I feel like I've got a word, you know, that that I think is pretty cool because something God's opened my eyes to, and I want to have a chance to do the homily. But then there's other times like yesterday and last night and this morning when I'm going like, Lord, I really don't want to do this because I don't really know what to say. And all. But so anyway, the Lord spoke to me and said, well, just say what I've been teaching you. And I said, well, Lord, there we have a little problem because I'm not sure I've let you teach me anything lately and all. You know, I mean, I'm sure that you're doing the teaching. I'm just not sure about me doing any learning lately and all. And so the Lord said, no. And then he began to speak to me about it. And so this is kind of, this is not going to be like a heavily biblically scriptural type of word that you can go and find verses and tie them all together into a string to make sense. You're just going to have to listen and do the best you can, which is really kind of what this word is. And this is a confession that I was hoping to keep kind of a secret, but it's leaked out anyway, that I've started painting again. And so I'm in this extreme curve of learning. And I've been, don't misunderstand, I'm not even good at it. I'm just, but there's nobody else having more fun at it than I am of learning again and exploring and relearning things. And one of the things that I've had to learn was this. And let me read this from Psalm 66. It says, come and see the works of God. Let me give you a little color theory. There's three colors. All other colors are derived from those three colors. So everything other than red, blue, and yellow has either yellow, red, or blue in it, or a combination of all of those. Now, having just started back painting, and I was looking at paints to buy paints, there's like 100 colors of paint that you can buy. But they're all, none of those paints could exist without those first three colors and all. And so everything we see has those three colors in them, basically. And me trying to learn to paint, I'm kind of a landscape kind of a guy. I'm not a portrait or still life person. And so, like, the worst place in the world to learn to paint still lifes is in the South because everything is green, you know. And green is the absolute hardest color to paint because we see green as green. Most of us don't ever really think about how many different shades of green that we're seeing and that's out there. We just see trees or whatever, and it's green. And so I'm having to learn to see all these other colors besides green that's green. And, you know, like when you're as slow as I am, that gets difficult at times, you know, because I'll like paint them all, and then I look at them and go, well, yeah, that's green. Every one of them's the same green. You know, so like, okay, maybe I'm called to paint one color, green. Just get a brush, green, pink, and paint the whole canvas one shade of green. And it looked like what I spent 3 hours on yesterday trying to paint. And so the Lord said, that is the Christian life for most of us, is that after we've been a Christian for a while, then we have a preconceived notion of what we're hearing or what we're seeing. And we don't really see the real color of it. We don't really see what God's actually doing because we have a predisposition towards something, you know. Like I say, if you're charismatic, you'll see everything through the lens of being a charismatic, you know. Like, you know, the sun came out. That was the Holy Spirit. You know, that was a sign from God, you know. Now, if we're a Roman Catholic, we'll see everything through the lens of Roman Catholicism, you know. And so the sun comes out and that, oh, that must be Mary looking down on her children, you know. So we have these, the way we look at things, the lenses or whatever terminology fits, the way we see things, it actually colors what we see, and we don't see the true colors. Now, we do that with each other. So, like, if you offend me or you've offended me in the past, and you may, then you don't even know this, but I do. And so I see you through that color or that lens of offense. And so every time you do something that's not like 2,000% perfect in the way you say it, the way you look, or whatever, okay, I see it through a lens of offense. Well, okay, you're just, you know, like, that's just you, you know, offending me once again. Or like, if you've just really impressed me with your love for me and compassion towards me, then I will see everything you do through that lens, right? Well, as Christians, we sometimes see God that way. We see God through the lenses and colors of what we've known and existed in, and we quit seeing all the subtleties, all the wonderfulness of God. We quit doing what the psalmist says here. We quit coming to God to see. We come to God because we've seen, and it's difficult for us to see new because we keep seeing what we've seen. And God is an ever-changing God in that sense, is that He's wanting to reveal a newness continually. It's not that He changes. He just wants our perception and our view of how we see Him to change, because there's a vastness to God that I'm not sure that we will ever see, even in eternity. I don't think eternity will last long enough for us to see the fullness of what God is and the fullness of His love, the fullness of His grace and all. I had a conversation with a friend this morning. I said, yeah, I thought I heard you say this, but I realized that I was not fully listening to you and that I might not have actually heard what I thought that you said, because I heard part of what you said, so I may have assigned other things to what you said. How often do we do that? And so I had to ask them. I said, now, this is what I thought I was hearing you say, and this is the way I interpreted what I heard you say, because my attention was somewhat divided, and this was not a conversation that demanded a lot of attention. It was just a casual conversation. And so we had the conversation again, and I'd done pretty good on it, but there was still, she added some things. I was going like, well, I didn't really catch that part of that conversation. How often do we do that with Christ? How often do we do that in church? How often do we hear someone do a homily or speak? How often do we listen to Bishop? And because we've heard bishops basically saying, preaching the same message now for years, different from different views and different things, much of the time do we actually not really hear actually what he's actually saying? Because we have a preconceived, I've heard him say this before, so I know what he's going to say. So we kind of like tune it out a little bit. We're still listening. We still hear him. But we're not really hearing exactly what he's saying, because he's saying it from a different point, from a different view, putting a different color or a different shade to this message of Christ in you. In the monastic traditions, the biggest thing about them was men that left to go be by themselves in silence and solitude in order to draw closer to God. And I thought at one time that I would do that, but that's not God's will for me at this time, particularly. But we all need to open our eyes and see Him, not open our eyes to see what we think of Him or even what we believe necessarily, because our belief and our faith and our hope and everything is also an ongoing growing of stuff. As in the painting, I've had to learn to see trees completely different, and they're slowly not being green trees. They're slowly becoming trees that have all the colors imaginable in them. Particularly the colors of red, of blue and yellow. But they also have reds. And then all the derivatives of those three colors are all there. And like, shadows are never black. They're always dark blues and purples and stuff like that to send them, and reds. And I'm just now beginning able to see that. And so that's what the Lord spoke to me. You know, I was learning this over here, and then He spoke to me, take what you've learned there and now apply it here, and stop. Be quiet. Be still. Open the eyes of your heart and realize that I'm not the way you see me, because you see so imperfectly. And really desire to see me as me, not me as you conceive of me, but me and all of my glory, all of my wonder, and all of my splendor. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.